Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. We're going to play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Hey.
Wow, a mixture. You give me a mixtape.
Hey.
You give me a little Hurricane Gale.
Hey.
That's our next guest right there.
Hey.
Wow, that's a good lead-in.
Keeping it spiritual, yes.
Who
and there's also this, too, if you need it.
That's real.
Just a quick that's real.
Need a little faith right now, a little hope.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, time for us to hit the dial pad. Guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, message, and meetings across your existing devices as we're ready for our next guest to come in. And also letting you know that we are streaming at 95.7 The Game. Is that right?
Yes, and if you're seeing the stream, you are noticing one of these things is not like the other. We do have Jim. We've got Anna.
Hi.
We've got Dan. We've got our good friend Kalena, but in the hot corner, we're still waiting for Godot, or in this case, Godot. But without any further ado, our good friend, our family member, our brother, Kalena Azubuki joins us. What's good, Book?
Hey, chillin', man. How you guys doing? It's been a while.
Where are you, on the golf course? It sounds like you're on the golf course right now.
No, definitely not on the golf course. I'm in Denver right now. But I just wanted to say, whoever's responsible for that, hey, has a really powerful voice, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
Pipes.
It is. Those are some pipes, baby.
Pipes McGillicuddy is how we refer to him. Kalena, the news comes out this morning that Warriors star Kevin Durant has declined his player option. This from Adrian Wojnarowski. Durant and his business manager, Rich Kleiman, in New York evaluating free agency options. Does this news scare you at all as it pertains to KD maybe coming back to Golden State?
No, because I expected it. And it's funny, we're going back and forth on the set of post game after the game where KD tore his Achilles. And I was saying KD was the one guy in the NBA that with a torn Achilles could still opt out and sign wherever he wanted to go. There's still teams that would take that risk of him having to sit out a year. And the Knicks are definitely one of those teams. They're a desperate franchise. They've stunk for a really long time. And you never know what the future holds. So if you have a chance to get him, you try to get him now. But honestly, I am encouraged by Andre Iguodala. Andre's been doing a bunch of different interviews for his book, The Sixth Man. And he is saying the Knicks are going to strike out. He's saying he thinks Kevin Durant is coming back. Obviously, the Warriors want him back. So listen, I'm more optimistic than I ever have been that Kevin Durant is coming back to the Warriors. And maybe it'll be a long-term deal. You never know. I think one of the things with this Achilles injury, it may change the way Kevin Durant looks at things. Obviously, he's been taking these one-on-one deals. And I've always said, if I was in his position or any of these guys' position that have a chance to sign a long-term deal, there's no way I'm signing a one-on-one deal. Even if I feel like the salary cap is going way up next season, I'm signing 5 years whenever I get the chance just because I'm more, I guess, maybe cognizant of injury, or I just don't feel like I'm superhuman. I'm not saying these guys feel like they're superhuman, but obviously they have that mentality where they're going to be fine and they take care of their bodies and they're not as worried about injury. But maybe this changes his mindset a little bit and the next contract is a long-term deal, whether it's with the Warriors or someone else.
Man, there's a lot to unpack there. Kalena Azubuki joining us here, 95.7 The Game. So you're more comfortable or convinced now than ever, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth that KD could be coming back to the Golden State Warriors. But if you're the Warriors, let's start with this. The way the injury happened and what KD did to try and help the Warriors win another championship. Don't the Warriors have to put the Supermax on the table and just say, all right, we get it. You gave up the ultimate sacrifice for us. Here's our thank you to you. Don't they have to do that?
Yes, because I think they do. But I think they're going to do that regardless, honestly. They would have given him 5 years the first year he came here, right? This is KD wanting to take the one-on-ones. But they're going to put it on the table. They're going to offer him the Supermax, and not just because of the Achilles injury, because he's Kevin Durant. He's a monster. He's a once-in-a-generational type talent. So, yeah, you offer him the max, you do the right thing, and you just hope he takes it. Honestly, again, yeah, you're right. I think I'm more optimistic now than I ever have been that he's going to come back, just because of what Andre's been saying. Honestly, it would kind of scare me that he's in New York doing his rehab or whatever. But honestly, that's kind of normal too, though, because a lot of athletes kind of have their own surgeons that they want to go to and they want to do rehab wherever. I know a lot of guys have done rehab in Alabama for knee injuries, and there's no NBA team there. It's just where a lot of guys go. So New York may be one of those places. It may have nothing to do with the Knicks being there. So I think that Andre's in the know. So I'm gonna side with Andre and hope that he comes back.
Well, I'm gonna side with you too, and talk about another guy that see what church you're on. And this guy, Klay Thompson. Woj dropped a bomb and said, hey, if they didn't offer him the max, that, hey, he would go visit the Clippers. How likely is it that the Warriors won't offer him the max? And should they offer him the max? And do you think that it's going to take that trip, or it's going to be a foregone conclusion because they offered him the max?
Well, unlike Dibs, I feel like the Warriors are going to do the right thing. I got a little echo here. It's kind of weird. But I think the Warriors are going to do the right thing and offer him the max. They're not going to, I would say, disrespect him. I think Klay Thompson would look at 170 or something like that as disrespect, or 180 or something like that. I just think the Warriors are going to give him as much as they can. And obviously the Warriors were helped by him not being selected to any of the All-NBA teams. So they don't have to give him the 220 or whatever it was. So I think in Klay Thompson's mind, he's probably thinking, I've done enough for this team. I've put in the work for them to give me an extra, what, $10 million or whatever it is to beat out the rest of the teams that can give him whatever. I think 190, whatever it is, the Warriors are going to do the right thing and just step up and give him the max. I don't really think they need to mess around and risk losing him, because the worst comes the worst. If you lose KD, which we obviously don't think is going to happen as much now, and you lose Klay Thompson, that's something that can't happen. So you give him what he deserves and what he's worked for. He's meant a ton to your organization. Give him the full max and call it a day.
Kalena Azubuike here on 95.7 The Game. And yeah, I could see where $180 million would be disrespectful. I wouldn't even sit around if that offer came my way.
I couldn't possibly stomach that.
Kalena, what happens with this roster then for next year if, in fact, they max Klay and he doesn't play until February or March, and they max KD and he misses the whole year? Iguodala comes back in the last year of his deal. What does the team look like next year and then in beyond?
It's going to be tough sledding next year if those guys miss most of the season, which I think KD probably will miss a lot of the season. Obviously, Klay Thompson, I expect him to come back. I don't know. It could be February. It doesn't seem like he's one of those guys that's going to sit out for a long time and take his time there. He's a guy that really heals fast. He's going to attack the rehab, as redundant as it may be, and he'll be back probably earlier than we think. But without those two guys, it's not going to be easy. We were talking the other day, and I was thinking the Warriors could win 45 games to 50 games with just Steph and Draymond at the helm and everybody else doing what they can. It's not going to be easy, but those guys are competitive. And whoever's out there playing, they're going to try to win games. And obviously Steph's going to be at the helm. There's going to be a lot of pick and roll. It's going to be Draymond making plays. You're still going to have to double-team Steph, and I think it's going to be a lot more of what we saw in the Toronto Raptors series, where two and three guys are being thrown at Steph Curry, and he's got to make decisions. He's either got to give it up and sprint to his spot and get it back. They're going to have to figure out how to be effective with defenders and defenses really keyed on Steph Curry to the max now without his running mates. So it's not going to be easy for Steph. I'm sure he's going to be mentally prepared for it, but that's what we're going to see a lot of. A lot of defenses are going to get super creative. Maybe you see more zones against Steph next year without those two guys. They're other two main scorers. So the Warriors are going to have to make sure they focus on their zone offense and getting creative with some of their offensive sets to kind of free up Steph, and hopefully other guys can come in off the bench and contribute and ease that load a little bit.
Kalena Azubuike joining us here on Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Kalena, a couple of times you've referenced Andre Iguodala's interviews that he's done in New York. He did one with CNBC. He also did one on a morning show, The Breakfast Club. Part of it was he talked about a couple of years ago when he claims he had a fracture, and the team was calling his injury a bone bruise. How do guys around the NBA hear that? What do they interpret when they say, wait a minute, this Warriors organization, which is supposedly the prime organization in all of pro sports, they're putting out that a guy's got a bone bruise when a guy knows he's got a fracture. Are the guys kind of looking at the Warriors a little sideways right now?
I don't think so. It's kind of tough diagnosing injuries at times, and you never know what exactly goes into it and why a report comes out. Did it come from the team? Was it a rumor started from someone else? How did it get to the media that it was a bone bruise? So it's tough for me to actually say, okay, that was the Warriors' fault, that they misdiagnosed that, that was wrong information. I'm not going to say that because it's really tough to say that. But what Andre is saying is exactly right about the perception that comes from being an athlete. And
every sport.
It's every sport. You're supposed to play through injury. And especially when it's the finals, when the stakes are higher, you are supposed to play through injury, and guys look at you that way. Even your teammates look at you that way. He was talking about how his teammates were looking at him sideways, or when you're injured, your teammates look at you sideways, wondering when you're coming back. And it's not easy for your teammates to see you and go, well, yeah, he's really hurt. That's broken. They're just looking at it as an injury, and there's no way for them to know exactly what you're going through. So, and that way it's tough. And obviously in KD's situation, he's who he is. Everybody's saying, well, Kevin Durant, if he played, the Warriors would have won. If he was here, the Warriors would be waiting. It would be a much easier series. There's no doubt about who the winner would be if Kevin Durant was here. And he hears that noise. And obviously Kevin Durant is the guy that reads everything. He's on social media. So obviously that's having some kind of effect on him. And he's trying to get back as soon as possible. And then, obviously, there's a lot of pressure on the doctors to try to get him back, to try to make sure they're doing what's best for the athlete and not rushing him back to action. So it's really tough on the athlete and, obviously, the doctors working on him and the teammates, because basically they're obviously answering questions about when their teammate is coming back and what do they think about all this stuff, so it can be a distraction. So it's really tough on all fronts. And if you're like Andre, you're mentally tough, and you say, "Well, I can't risk my long-term health for this one moment. I know what the injury is; it's broken, and it doesn't really matter what people say. I'm going to stick to my guns and sit out until I'm 100%." It's kind of what Kawhi Leonard went through last year with the Spurs, and kind of sticking to his guns. So it's not easy to do, and you can understand both sides. Both sides of guys either sitting out and taking their time and making sure they're all right, or guys that felt pressured to come back and perform for their teammates and really help their teammates win a championship, which is what they're trying to do. So it's not easy. Not easy, sure, when you're injured and you're an athlete.
No question. And even with KD being out, if Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt the way that he was playing, going to probably score over 40, and they probably win that game, and who knows what happened in Game 7, because the Warriors been there and Toronto hasn't. Let's go. You talked about next year, and you talked about Steph Curry still being double-teamed and what Draymond's going to have to do, and Iguodala as well. both these guys average under single digits, you know, here. Can you see, or and what would they have to do? Can do you see Draymond or Iguodala, either one of them, averaging 10 or more because they're going to have more opportunities to shoot? Or do you still think that's not going to be a focus and it's going to still be left up to staff?
I think they'll try to do what they feel like the team needs them to do. I think it's possible that Draymond could average more points just because there'll be naturally more opportunities for him. He'll probably have to attack a little more. And we saw from Draymond in this playoff run and that he can be more aggressive if he feels like he needs to be. And at times he was looking to score a little more, whether it be from the post or whether it be after the ball is swung and he finds himself open. He was a little more ready to take that three ball and shoot. He knocked down some big threes throughout this playoff run. He had some really nice drives, some good post-ups. When he felt like he had a good matchup, he was opportunistic, a little more opportunistic at times on the offensive side. And I think that's probably what we're going to see from him next year, especially without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. He's going to be a little more opportunistic and see if he can relieve some of that pressure that Steph is going to feel being the only main scorer out there. And he's good at doing that. He's a high IQ player. And obviously if those guys are playing, he's probably going to be more of a passer just because he feels like that's what the team needs and he'll focus more on the little things. But I know with Steph Curry at the helm and those other guys out, he's going to be looking to help out as much as possible. And there's going to be games where he does feel like he needs to score. We're going to see times where Draymond gets 20 points and it's going to be a high triple-double almost that he's going to be doing everything. So he's got a lot of responsibility. Obviously, they depend on him a lot on the defensive end too. And one of the things that I was really impressed with Draymond is how he really got his body back into shape and he lost the weight doing the soul cycle and all those things. So to do all the things that Draymond does and to do them as well as he does, you really need to be in shape. And that's why we saw Draymond really flourish when he got his weight down.
So would his value go up? You think this would value go up?
I already feel like he's a max player. So I don't know how much his value can go up, but the Warriors know what they have in Draymond, and he knows he's at his best when he's got that weight off and he can move and he can be agile and he's got the quickness and all those things. So I think we'll see him continue to focus on his body and make sure he's in shape so he can get the defensive rebounds and push it up the floor well into the fourth quarter like he's able to do this postseason.
Glenn is trying to get a deal with SoulCycle. That's what I took from that answer, by the way. Glenn is trying to get a deal.
I am.
Yep. Attaboy. That's what I say. Yes. Kalena, thanks for the time. We know it's a little off season for you. Get a chance to recharge your batteries. We always appreciate you joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
That's real.
That is real, my man. But you're always gracious with your time. Thanks very much, man.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Hey.
We're gonna bug him.
Play him off the right way.
We're gonna bug him during free agency. So I hope he's got we've got him on speed dial. We hope he's got his phone ready to go. And then he'll beat you in golf again.
Motorboated him.
I'm like
absolutely
I'm
boated.
Like, to be honest, to be fair and be balanced, and Dibs know I'm like 4-1 against him, or probably even higher. But anywho,
in golf,
yes, true, true.
I've only witnessed one matchup, and you
Was it Golden Tee?
Listen,
were you playing Golden Tee?
No, we were playing the Tips out at Karika Park in Alameda. Yeah, I cuffed out a 91 from the Tips. Casey the Cop, I think, shot a 97, and then these two were north of a hundo. So, well, north. We the north.
From the Tips? I couldn't even make it to the ladies' tees from the Tips.
Nah, in that case, there would be quite a display for you for the remainder of the hole.
Not so much a display if you knew me. Yeah. Let me just say, here's what we've got. Yes, do you want to make it? Because we got some
NBA. I was in the pool!
Dibs, you're the best.
He was in the pool.
Thank you very much. That is a hell of a pull right there.
That was great.
Thank you.
I asked Clinton the question because would he have? Can his value go up? We're looking at Draymond Green situation. Everyone says, is this guy going to be a max player? He's already said he'd taken a sacrifice to get guys to come, so he took a pay cut. You know, he didn't maximize the dollar that he could have possibly got. with these guys being injured and you're going to ask Draymond to do more, how much more value can he go up? Because there's a lot of people around the association doesn't know if this guy is truly a max player. So now with the more, if he scores more and doing more, do you think his value goes up on the open market? That's why I was asking that question, to see how you guys felt about Draymond.
You know, when it comes to Draymond, I just go to what Joe Lacob said. He wants him to be a Warrior for life. And that, to me, that says it all. If the owner says that, then I've got faith he's going to make it happen.
And I think Draymond's value is less tied to points per game than maybe any player in the association. His value is more tied to the balance that he provides, points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks, but also his team's one-loss record. And I know it's not entirely on him that they've been so successful, but the fact that he's been a part of successful teams, I think, adds to his value more than going from 8 points a game to 14 points a game.
And yet, Steve Kerr is tired of Draymond's S, according to the video.
In that moment, and that's fine. I mean, in all kinds of moments, he say things that maybe don't have permanence for the relationship. Doesn't mean that he is forever tired of Draymond's S. In that moment, he was tired of Draymond's stuff. So that's it.
All right, when we continue here on Joe Lowe and Dibs, the NBA is seeking feedback from teams about alternatives to something, and we will reveal what those alternatives are when we continue and hear from you at 888-957-9570 or the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795.
And?
That is a Fremont Bank worthy full-service banking, no compromises tease. I'm not going to tease stack you. That's my final tease of my time here at 95.7 The Game. So I'm not going to tease stack you. But NBA seeking feedback from teams about alternatives to something. What are those alternatives?
It's overrated.
I will let you know after Anna tells us what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Coach. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. What was that? All right, the Kevin Durant sweepstakes has begun. Durant has reportedly declined his $31.5 million player option with the Warriors and will become an unrestricted free agent. Durant and his business partner are in New York evaluating free agency options. What does this mean for KD's future and Golden State's future? NBA free agency officially opens on Sunday, so keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for the latest news. And what's the latest on keeping Klay out of L.A.? And who's the player the Rockets are trying to steal away from Golden State? Kozlow and Dibs will discuss. And do you want to have brunch with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru? Well, we're giving you and a guest a chance to enjoy the best meal of the day in studio with the guys. Tune into their show today through Friday from 10 to 2. We'll qualify listeners every hour, 30 minutes after the hour. Your first chance is coming up at 10:30 a.m. And this update is sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm Anna Kugadakis on 95.7 The Game.
Bonte, Steiny, and Guru had a surprise waiting for baseball legend Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl, we wanted to give you a chance to say hello to your grandson, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on?
You had a good at bat the last time up yesterday, going the other way.
Yeah, finally didn't miss a fastball down the middle.
Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Yeah!
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Jim Cozumore. This segment is sponsored by your Northern California Toyota dealers. Toyota's 4th of July sales event is on now, lighting up summer. It's hot, hot, hot. That's right. They've got hot, hot, hot deals.
You doing a little Buster Poindexter?
I am doing a little Buster Poindexter. Thank you very much.
I feel you.
Thank you very much.
I see you, G.
Get low financing on all new 2019 RAV4 and RAV4 Hybrid, or get $2,000 cash back on the 2019 Highlander. Offer ends July the 8th of 2019. Toyota, let's go places. It's a good machine.
It's hot, Jim.
Hot, hot, hot.
Totally. You too.
He was in that movie, Let It Ride. Did you ever see the movie Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Pryor.
No, Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Pryor.
With horse racing. They're at the track.
I have seen that, actually.
That is a spectacular movie.
Pretty fun.
That is a really good fun ride in horse racing. Tell if you're a horse racing fan, you got to see it.
Tell me something. Why, when he said he's seen it, then you laughed, but before that, you didn't. Once he said, yeah, you thought it was, I was just wondering. I'm just trying to figure this out.
It's an interesting question,
though.
Isn't
it?
It's quite interesting.
Anna?
I have no answer for you there.
Anna?
Can't help you.
All right, let's get into my Fremont Bank full service banking, no compromises tease. Prior to Anna's update, NBA seeking feedback from teams about alternatives to the current NBA season structure. This would be for the 2021-22 season. Proposals included the much-discussed play-in and mid-season tournaments, but also a reduction in the number of regular season games. This is according to Kevin Arnovitz over at ESPN.com. Initial thoughts you hear about the league, Dan, could be considering fewer games, could be considering mid-season tournaments of some kind. We see that in some other sports, most notably soccer. And a discussed play-in game, which could mean a play-in playoff to be the eighth seed in one of the conferences. What are your initial thoughts?
It's a joke. It's even worthy of the paper upon which it's printed. You want my initial thoughts? You can have my initial thoughts, Jim, because tell me what league in American sports has voluntarily reduced games for something other than a work stoppage or a complete shuttering of the league, and I'll let you mull that over while you try to come up with what
I've
league that would
one.
Be.
No, well, one, since I'm not a xenophobe like you, and I think outside the realm of America,
sure,
as your question was pointed to America.
Well, this we are talking about American sports.
Well,
so
we're talking about sport.
Sri Lankan minor league cricketers.
I think globally and act locally.
Tell me what league.
All right, but there's got to be a league out there. That's
so short. There you go. So score one for the Dibber. That one goes in my call.
Dibs, nice.
Additionally, James, are you familiar with the collective bargaining agreement?
Yes, I am.
So in the collective bargaining agreement, and I quote, and I actually did the research on this cockamamie idea beyond just a printed out 24-point font tweet that we lifted from Kevin Arnovitz, and good morning. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement requires the league and its teams to, quote, act and use their commercially reasonable efforts to increase basketball-related income for each salary cap year. By reducing games in a schedule, does that act to increase basketball-related income, or does it act to decrease basketball-related income?
We will have to see, because there's
decrease.
Wait a minute. There are new revenue generators out there.
No, as Mutombo would
for
say.
For instance, gambling.
Not today.
Gambling hasn't even begun to enter into the basketball-related income. When that gets there, you can still reduce games, but the amount of cash they will make in gambling is going to allow for that increase. Additionally, you have television revenue now that's big. Now you add streaming as a separate entity. Much like, Dan, being the sports historian, I'm sure that you know I am.
Yes.
It all began with radio in baseball. They were buying rights to radio. That was the big thing. And television was just thrown in. But you got the radio rights. Then television grew and became the big item. Radio and television are now your radio rights revenue generators. Now add streaming, you have a third case. So even if there are fewer games, you have more revenue generation. You can increase the salary cap.
Potential. Continue. Revenue generation potential. That's a good counterpoint.
Thank
however,
you. Score one for the Kozer.
I was going to give you half credit, but you have to realize that Kevin Arnovitz from ESPN, his tweet has to do with the structure of 21-22, so two seasons from now. What percentage of NBA markets are in states where sports gambling is now legal? I can wait for you to come up with the answer.
I think it's 11. I think the answer is 11.
11 states?
I think the answer is 11.
So
you know what? Hold on. I will say I think it's 11 states where it's legal. I don't know if there's an NBA team in each one of those 11 states.
Thank you. You're proving my point. And I'll just walk you through it quickly in the Western Conference. California has four NBA teams, if I'm not mistaken. And California does not have legalized sports gambling. So you're 0 for 4. Mm. Portland and Oregon, you're now 0 for 5.
Wow.
Denver and Colorado, I believe 0-6.
And what you're saying
Utah,
is you don't think it'll
are you
happen.
Telling me Utah?
Keep
Utah's going
to
Utah's going to institute gambling.
Don't do Div. Stop.
All of a sudden, we haven't
He's
even made it
feet.
Out of the West.
He's out of his. Go ahead, boy.
We
preach.
Have not even left the Western Conference, and you are flat 0-7.
And you don't think the league is going to get a league-wide partner in gaming?
They can do whatever
same
they want, but until the states legalize
fantasy.
It, you can't.
Same thing with Daily Fantasy. They still had the partnership, even if you couldn't play Daily Fantasy.
But
in
what
that
happened with
state.
Daily Fantasy? We found out that
they
it was.
They changed the rules.
They changed it so that you couldn't have it in certain states. And so Daily Fantasy, without the PAPSA or the PAFSA.
Took a big hit.
Yes, they took a huge hit. The final piece to why this is cockamania and this won't happen is the idea of a mid-season tournament. Jim, when we have these mid-season tournaments in international soccer, English soccer, let's say Chelsea's taking on Cheltenham, some fourth division nobody team.
Does an FA Chelsea, Cup match? Are you calling it an FA Cup
yes,
match?
Yes, or a Carabao Cup. And don't miss Galasso Supremo today. We record the podcast at 12 o'clock. All your Women's World Cup quarterfinal preview action
You're
coming today
You're on fire.
To the internet near you. But when we have these matches, do they play their first team in these in-season tournaments? No, what you get is a watered-down product. Do we really need an NBA to roll out more games where we have load management? Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, Iguodala, none of those guys would play in these mid-season tournament games. It would be another opportunity to put out a watered-down product, score that one.
Wow.
For
but a reduction in the number of regular season games is on the table for the National Basketball Association. Oh, and by the way, another revenue generator that will come into pro sports soon. I predict the NHL will be the first league, but once one league does it, others will follow. CBD.
Yes.
That is going to become a huge revenue generator because athletes are going to want to get healthy. We're going to find out from more and more doctors whether or not this is going to be something that is used.
The NFL's looking at it very, very closely.
And you know why they're doing it? You think it's for the players or you think it's for the revenue that they're going to generate from the partnership?
Revenue.
It's for the player. Come on. You know that they have the player's best interest
at
heart.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No, it's going to be a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yep.
I mean, it's the Wild Wild West right now. Once this thing is under control and people know who's going to be the player, Pepsi, Coke, those big companies are going to come in and scoop them up. You're out of doubt that will be in
they the will make the revenue back. That is not going to be an issue.
But I
so
think
why would they I'm sorry, Lo, just one more small little tiny crumb. I know you are, but why would a league want to take a new revenue stream, CBD, which could be multi-billions of dollars, and say, okay, we'll let this offset our revenue stream that's already proven, which is actually having games be held. They're not going to cut back on revenue. They're just going to gluttonously take on more revenue.
Did you know that the NBA's ratings across the board were down last year? From the year before, which were down from the year before.
How was the revenue?
Okay. But the ratings are down.
How was the
because
revenue?
Because the product is not as good on a nightly basis. When I know that I'm going to, you know what? When Dan and little Dan Jr. buy that ticket in October, when they want to go and see LeBron or Kawhi in his one visit here, and you want to, little Dan Jr. wants to see his favorite player, Kawhi Leonard. He's so much so the kid's already going to go to San Diego State, and here come the Toronto Raptors, and Kawhi is a little load management night, and he's just sitting on a sideline in a fancy suit. The league takes note. They cannot have an 82-game schedule because today's player will not play 82 games. The end. They've given the players too much, and the players have overstepped their bounds, and now they've got to restructure the league. That's why they're looking to shorten the season.
So shorten the season, so you're going to shorten your revenue. And you still didn't answer my question about revenue numbers.
What do you mean?
You simply pointed out that ratings were down. Ratings were down a very, very small amount, and it can be traced to one player, and that's LeBron James.
Goodness gracious.
Because I don't expect a guy like you to understand this. Oh. It's a little bit too sophisticated and nuanced, but when you've got a player in the Eastern Conference,
the
most popular player in the association, when he's an Eastern Conference player, he plays games at 4:30. Therefore, the 4:30 window becomes more attractive than if you've got a relatively faceless Philadelphia with a load-managed Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is yet to really move the needle nationally, Victor Oladipo, etc. So I know that's a little too nuanced for you, Jim, I apologize if I'm speaking over your
head. He is right when it comes to the East, and that's when losing LeBron, that did hurt the ratings, and the numbers can show, and you will see that, and that's why Jim, please, I've been quiet long enough. You just got to keep it in your pocket. I think a guy like Kyrie can't come over to the West. I think a guy like Kawhi, you look at it, they're hoping that he doesn't. A guy like KD, the East, they really do hope that East goes to the East, because you think about the talent in the West and how the big names are in the West. The big names are in the West. There's not necessarily, if Kawhi, Kyrie, and these guys continue to leave, and now you're thinking about Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets even coming to the Rockets, the East has to make sure that it keeps a stronghold and keep some of these top-tier players in the East, in my opinion, to keep these ratings. So I could see, that there could be a problem, and you could talk about these ratings continue to drop, especially if the guys like Kawhi and Butler and Kyrie Irving, if those guys do decide to come to the West, you would even see it dip probably even a little bit more.
All right. We should also point out, and Dan, I wouldn't expect you to understand this simple fact that it's not the 4:30 window. It's the 8 o'clock Eastern window that they were trying to fan to the fans, try to flame it at them and just say, hey, listen, you know what, everybody? The ratings are down because the East Coast fans aren't watching because there's no LeBron. No.
LeBron James.
The fans aren't watching because the game isn't as good, because players aren't showing up to play 82 times a year. They are load managing, which is a pant load. But I wouldn't expect you to understand that. Let's get to the bottom line.
Using my own material against me, that was pretty good,
Cozy.
But the end result is, if they did lower it, how many games would you lower it? 10 games? And then you play a tournament?
Please.
You're not into that?
What kind of tournament?
What do you want to do?
Midseason. It's the NBA Cup. Don't miss Orlando taking on Phoenix. The winner will get the Clippers in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. Just can we wait till the NBA playoffs? Have a league.
Let me ask you this.
Make a schedule, play the games, and then do the playoffs.
How esteemed is the English Premier League?
In my opinion?
Yes.
Very esteemed.
Very esteemed. Look and see when it began.
Like this year?
Look and see when the Premier League, as it is structured, began.
Well, there have been many versions.
It changed along the way, and that's what the NBA is hoping to do, change their game. And you just said the league that changed within the last, is it 20 years? 20 years. They're the most esteemed league on the planet.
He's trying to get back in this fight,
folks. Those are your words.
Yes.
I'm using your words.
Yes.
And so you're saying,
they sound better when I say them, but go ahead.
The NBA, who is trying to mimic that very great league.
Thank you for three synonyms. What did I tell you off the top, though, Jim? I asked you one question, which you still have not answered, and I wouldn't expect you to do so.
Revenue went up.
No. The question I asked you was, name a league where they reduced the schedule. And when the new Premier League was formed some 20, 25 years ago, I believe it was in the mid-80s. I'll have the answer today on Golazo Supremo.
Good.
Don't miss the podcast to be dropped this afternoon.
Radio.com?
Yes, of course. It's not even featured. You have to really look for it, but you can eventually find it. Once you get past Steinmetz podcast, you'll eventually get there. When they made that change, Jim, did they reduce the number of games they played? Or did they increase it?
I don't know.
I actually have the answer.
Do you?
They increased it.
Did they really?
Because you're yet to tell me what league in America, or anywhere else for that matter, has gone to fewer games.
He's out, folks. He's out on his
feet. The Arena Football League. The Arena Football League went from, was it a 14-game schedule down to a 9-game schedule?
No, Jim.
How
thank
long did
you.
That last
no, Jim.
At?
Thank you.
They went from a 14-game schedule to an 18-game schedule, and then they folded their doors.
They folded zero. So
they lowered
and I made that part of my criteria. Name a league that is still in operation that didn't fold. And in fact, the Arena League didn't fold. I believe they're just down to four teams.
You ought to see the text line. They're like, will the real Dan Dibley please stand up? They said, where is this guy when Joe's here? Man.
Oh, he's hibernating. Yeah. I don't know where he is.
A and B tier having this guy. Whoa.
Well, as in most things in life, Dan is the...
Let me open the text line for the first time. They like me. They really like me. Sally Field.
Wow.
That is...
Thank you.
That's a good poll.
One of the great Oscar speeches of all time.
But I really like the fact that the NBA is at least opening the discussion. I do find it intriguing that the NBA is seeking feedback from teams. I wonder if they're going to seek feedback from the Players Association to do the same thing. The Players Association, the collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association runs through the 2023-24 season, although either side can opt out in the 22-23 season. In order to do so, you have to give notice by December 15th of 2022. That's off the top of my head. That's off the top. So I could be a little bit off on that, but that's off the very top.
So if you go from 82 to 66 games, let's say, that's a cut of 20%. Players would then be asked, rightfully, to take a 20% pay cut.
I hope so, yes.
If I'm a player, there's not a shot in hell that I'm doing that, because the system right now as a player is perfect. Schedule me for 82. I may only play 66.
Right. He's calling in to see how many sick days he gets. And little Dan Jr. gets to cry on the way home because his favorite player, Joel Embiid, opted to take the night off.
First of all, if my child, and hypothetically Dan Jr., which neither of my kids was given the junior moniker.
Lorenzo Jr.
Well, I mean, he's a grown man now, so I hope he's not still crying over the fact that he didn't get to see his favorite player.
He may. He's a child at heart, aren't we all? But continue.
If you have a situation where your kid is actually crying because they didn't get a chance to see their favorite visiting player in their one visit to your city, I think that might be more of a you problem.
For $500 a ticket, you're asking me to spend. It's the one game a year we get to see. He wants to see his favorite player. I think that's not too much to ask. Guy gets hurt, that's a different story. But a guy load manages? Sorry.
It's life.
Sorry, NBA.
Can't we
have That's why they're flicking the dial.
And they're not.
Amongst other reasons.
Yes. Can't we have a society where things go against us anymore? Instant replay. We need to get the call right. Everything's got to be fair. Everyone gets a trophy. Here's an idea. You bought a ticket and things didn't work out. When I go see a concert, if my kids are going to see 21 Savage, I think they're going to Khaled this weekend on Friday night. If he absolutely stinks to high heaven and he's off key and his music machine breaks down, does he get his money back? No. It's just a tough break. You saw a bad performance, and it's a bad day at the office.
That's right. He saw his person. He saw the person he wanted to see. Bad performance is one thing. If Dan Jr. goes off to see
old Junior.
Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie, you know, shoots 2 for 15, that's too bad. But at least he got to see him.
I would rather have him not play at all rather than be subjected to that inaccuracy.
And if I can just stay on your Premier League example, they went from a 42-game schedule to a 38-game schedule.
What year?
When they changed over.
He's on the text.
I know he's on the text line.
You're trying to get some help. They're trying
it's
to
funny because he reads the text like he finally came up with it, which is why you hit him with a follow-up question, and he goes into turtle mode.
I mean, this performance performance by you has
thank
just
you,
been...
Thank you, Lo.
Can I get the applause?
Wait a minute. But
you're right.
But
you've been
applause.
Wait a minute.
I'm right.
I'm just saying it was to see that banter back. Wow. The people are saying, wow. I mean, you even had Steven back here start to clap and like, wow. I mean, Steven was in my ear saying, is this Dan? Look at this.
Not exactly what I said.
Well, do you want to
tell us what you said?
Just said, must be nice seeing Dibs fight with another person besides you for once.
Just civilized discussion of grown men is what it is. One who has a progressive mindset like me, and the other who's a stodgy conservative like Dan. I think that's what everyone in the listening audience is coming out on this one.
I'll tell you what, go to the Warriors facility today, Rakuten, before they officially move over, and get all the players together and say, guys, guess what? 20% pay cuts for all my friends.
Yeah.
You're not going to play any less. You're still going to be expected to play, but we're going to pay you 20% less.
Since you're only playing 65 games anyway, at least you'll be able to play every game now.
Yeah, so you schedule them for 65 games, and how many games do you think these guys will play?
Absolutely.
They'll play 50.
Then
you schedule them for 50,
absolutely.
And I'm going to play 38.
Boom.
How far down this rabbit hole do you want to go?
This has been an absolute motorboating.
Let me just point out, who has less faith in the athlete, me or Dan? If he says they'll continue to play less, so what you're saying is they're lying. You're saying they're stealing and lying because they're just taking time off when they don't really need it.
What did Toronto do? No, he's not stealing.
I'm basing it on facts.
He's facts.
Jim.
What did Toronto do with Kawhi? And they said, yes, they wanted him to do that, and it yielded a championship. So it's just the way that things go. He's being facts, living in the real. He's not being like you. So it behooves you to just to say, okay, Dan, I understand You're right. This was a good little.
If you look at the percentage of players who play all 82 games, it's been going down.
I think nine total did last year.
I thought 12 was the number, but I'll punch
over
it up
under,
here on
I'll
my basketball reference.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's right in there. The point being, if you scheduled 50 games, you still would have a commensurate number of players playing the same amount of games, full-on games. It's just the era is different. Guys are going to get their rest now. Kevin Arnovitz, by the way, was Steiny, Guru, and Bonte today at 10:20.
It's going to be awesome.
So we'll get the inside from the man who broke this.
I'll be intrigued at what those guys have to say, too. I would guess Steiny has a pretty strong opinion on this, right? So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. It was fun being here with you guys.
Super fun.
We love it.
We do. You enjoy working with you, Jim.
That's very nice of you.
Appreciate you. I'd like to be back. You're ready to go.
I'd like to be back the next 2 days, but
can't do it.
I'll be summering in Maui in Japan.
Poor you.
Oh, wow.
Please explain.
Please stay out of the water.
I'll be driving to the airport with my Mercedes, and then I'll be summering in Hawaii in Japan.
I won't break a leg. Don't break a leg. I would say break a leg. He literally did that last time.
I love it. Stay on dry land. Good call, though.
Good. That's a good one. That's how you're going to leave me? That's how you're going to see me out?
I mean, you've been getting...
He's summering. I mean, I don't think I've heard too many people
saying that. I'm summering. I know. I've just wanted to say that. I'm summering. It has been great working with you guys. It's always a lot of fun. Joe is back on Monday, but we've got the great... Who do we have coming up the next 2 days?
Roxy Bernstein.
Please explain.
Donuts.
Yes. And maybe we'll play the long version of the Please Explain, which is how that drop came to be when I embarrassed Roxy Bernstein oh so many years ago. I asked him about the snatch. And he said, please explain.
Please explain.
And I said, I'll let my kids watch the snatch, but not the clean and jerk.
Please explain.
Weightlifting. You understand what
I know exactly
jerk,
what it is.
Snatch and the clean and jerk.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. I like that.
Roxy had asked me to please explain, and so I did explain, and he was worse for the wear.
A great way to finish.
Great material.
I think so. Exactly.
Our 3 days together. Leaving on Coe's, Low and Dibs. Joe is back on Monday. Roxy is tomorrow. Steiny, Guru, Bonte next. A 95.7 The Game.
NBA free agency is upon us. It's just in.
Golden State Warriors star Kevin Durant has declined his $31.5 million player option and will become an unrestricted free agent. Durant and his business manager, Rich Kleiman, are in New York evaluating free agency options. So far, process has stayed private.
For all the breaking news, keep it locked on 95.7. The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.